Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us on the West Coast, and G is in New York. G, I have a question for you. Rick, if you'd like to answer after G, that'd be great. I used to be on other broadcasters' programs. And that stopped months ago. I would be invited to be on, and that's stopped. I'm no longer invited to be on other broadcasters' programs because I've been saying since day one, months and months ago, that the coronavirus is real, it's infectious, and it's deadly, and that the supply chain would break and continue to break, and that it's not going to end anytime soon. Gee, do you have any comments about the coronavirus, what I've said and what I maintain? And I have not yielded nor changed my position for months. I still say it's deadly, it's infectious, and it's real, and the supply chain is broken, and it's continuing to break more every day. Any comments about that?
I think you're 100% right. It's real. I mean, we were losing 800 people a day here for about a week, dying. Not positive cases. These are deaths. It spreads quick. It's anyone can get it. Rich, poor, Democrat, Republican, doesn't matter. Anyone can. It's just no rhyme or reason how it kills. Like I said, totally healthy people, young people, and then you'll have a someone that's 200 pounds overweight, asthma and everything else, and he'll make it. And he'll get through. He's 67 years old, and he made it. So, it seems to be, you know, heavily populated, concentrated areas. And, everyone wants to come visit New York, and people were here, and they went back home, and people from New York went to Disneyland, and it just got spread everywhere. And it's going to be a while.
What about the supply chain? What are you seeing with the supply chain? Obviously, toilet paper is a tough one, but what else?
Toilet paper recently is not a problem. Since this started months ago, you cannot buy like a Clorox wipe, the pre-made wipes in the containers. Mm-hmm. We still can't get those right now. I cannot get Lysol spray bleach. And only about a month ago, we started getting in hand sanitizers. I had a neighbor that was using vodka and aloe vera and made his own sterilization gel. I mean, that's how bad it got. No, I mean, I was lucky we could get it from the hospital. But it's still some problems. Meat, certain food stuff here, you cannot get.
Okay, ground beef, sometimes it's called hamburger, sometimes it's called chopped meat.
Right.
We call it ground beef. And I'm talking about like the 80-20, you know, nothing special, 80-20,
right.
So 20% fat. That's $4 a pound on sale. What is it in your neck of the woods in New York?
Oh boy, I don't know, Vince. I'm really sorry. That I don't even have a fly to look at. I know it's expensive. Same thing with chicken. Kosher chicken, I heard, is 5-10 times the price. We had a lot of price gouging with everything here for a while, and then they clamped down on it and stopped it. But, yeah, toilet paper, you know, it's not a joke. That was a serious thing for a couple of months. Luckily, we always keep a case in the house. I mean, it's only two of us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just going to last. Why people are filling up trucks and there's only like two or three of them, I don't know. I mean, people told me they were selling it on eBay for, you know, $10 a roll. So,
jeez.
Yeah.
Jeez. Well, G, I'm looking forward to having you on the air as an instructor at USA Prepares. Class, I can tell you that 100% of us don't take direction very well. G certainly fits that bill. I'm including myself and all the other instructors, Rick Miller, all of us, Norm Shealy. We don't take direction very well. So, G, how did you find us? I mean, this is the first time you've called in.
Yeah, you know, I had been asking your son, but when we talk, we always have so many other things to talk about. We only speak a few times a year, and we only see each other usually once a year. And I kept saying, come on, man, send me this link to your dad's show. Come on. And it just never happened until recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I got to check this out. So here I am. For better or worse.
For better, absolutely. Gee, I'm so glad you called in. Is there anything else you want to share with Rick Miller?
I have such a quick question, guys.
Sure.
Prep a question. Straws that you sip water through to make, you know, water clean, you could sip like muddy water.
Yeah.
Are they good? And if they are, what would be the best brand to get?
Okay, I'm going to probably say something that people are going to be shocked at. You know, considering that I am in the aisle of preparedness, I would say you're way better off doing something else. And here's what I would do: I would get a Pro Pure water filtration system, and I would bring my water with me. So here's what it is: it's a stainless steel canister with a stainless steel spigot. There's a top and bottom canister. The one we have holds about 3 gallons on the top, 3 gallons on the bottom. We take tap water, which happens to be from our well, but it could be tap water from, you know, New York City. And you pour it in the top, and there's a possibility of up to 4 filter elements. We put one in at a time, one filter element at a time. And it has carbon, activated carbon or charcoal, in a shell that is a ceramic shell on the outside that contains the carbon granules, and it's infused with silver threads or silver. So the silver is a disinfectant, and the shell filters out the big chunks. You know, when I say big chunks, I'm really talking microscopic. But and then the water that flows through the shell gets weaves its way through the activated charcoal, which removes the heavy metals and so forth. And it also removes fluoride and chlorine. So it takes out pretty much everything you could possibly want. And the biologicals are neutralized by the silver. So it does it all. And it's made by a company called Pro Pure, P-R-O-P-U-R. I recommend that. Cool. And if you want one, let our son know, and I'll make sure you get one. They are, in my opinion, the best. That's what we have on the kitchen counter. As for the straws, they're going to plug up very quickly. They were a fad many years ago. I've seen them. I've handled them. I have never used one. I don't think that the thing that really, really works, G, is time. So, you know, if you let's contrast this with a, oh, let's say a filter made for the kitchen faucet. You screw this thing on the end, take the aerator off, you screw on this module with activated charcoal, you turn your faucet on, and it's filtered. Well, the water that goes through that filter goes through so fast that it does not have enough time to remove the toxins and the heavy metals. What you really want is a gravity flow, real slow drip, drip, drip speed.
Right.
And that gives the water time to be processed. That's the best way to go. If you have one of these little sip straws and you know, you're applying vacuum to pull water through, it's at a rate that's way too fast. The filter medium is too small, in my opinion. It's just my opinion. I'm sure that that this can be challenged, but I'm not going to use one. So your best, and they're like $30 or $20, or at least they were.
Yeah.
So I would spend the $250 or so dollars, get the canister, get some replacement elements, and use one element at a time. And you can there are four holes for four filter elements. You plug three of them up, use one filter at a time. That way you'd have the maximum efficiency in terms of dollar efficiency for filtered water. It'll filter, let's say, 1,200 gallons, and before you replace the filter, that is absolutely by far the best approach. Now, the next thing to answer your question, which I'm pretty sure you've got in mind but did not ask, is what about testing water and making sure the water is good in the first place? My response to that is forget it. Forget testing the water.
It's all bad, yeah.
Well, and that's one thing. It's all bad. It starts out bad, and then it gets enhanced with fluoride and chlorine to make it even more dangerous. But the point is, let's say you did test it, and it's perfect today. Is it perfect this afternoon? You don't know.
Right.
You'll never know unless you keep testing before each sip. All right, so that being the case, let's assume that it's bad in the first place, and let's treat it as if it's bad with a water filtration system. And the Propure, in my opinion, is a great way to go, great way to go. So does that kind of answer your question?
Yes and no. Yes, for a more, you know, where you set up. I always look at the extreme where, hey, I have to leave my home, we're going to pack as little as possible to get one to a safe home, you know, people, Western Pennsylvania, wherever, and I got room for bullets and clothes, and I might not have enough room for a big tank of water, but maybe I would have to. I don't trust any water. Up in the Catskills, there's this beautiful water coming out. I would still wouldn't drink from it.
Okay, so here's the answer. When you collapse this Propure water filtration system, it's going to be in a box 1 foot by 1 foot by, let's say, 18 inches. Okay? That's the size of the box. And most of the space inside that box is empty. So you can put your bullets, your rounds, your cartridges in that empty space. Okay? All you have to do is find a water source. Now, if you find muddy water, what I would do, if I were in a desperate way, I would take off my shirt, my T-shirt, and I would fold it into multiple layers, and I would filter that muddy water through my T-shirt and my shirt, and I would take out most of the mud. Then I would put that water into the Propure water filtration canister and filter it and make it crystal clear drinkable.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, I was just wondering about, you know, something to use to get from here to there. My wife was taught some pretty weird things. She was brought up in the Soviet Union during communist times, and she knows how to make a pretty good water filter with, you know, 5 gallon bucket.
And that's right. Now that's find, bigger. That's
yeah,
bigger.
Yeah.
Than this Propure. Yes, you can, and you can do it with sand. You can have
with sand.
You know, sand.
Yeah.
Sand and gravel and that T-shirt on the bottom, yes, you can. But it's nowhere near as good unless it has activated charcoal and silver
right.
as the Propure water filtration system. So my advice to you, living where you live, is to have one. And if you got to go, take that with you. Put your cartridges inside. Put your other tools inside that you're going to need. And if someone stops, you say, listen, just a second. I got to... Is it okay if I give you my water filter? And you open it up. And you say, well, I changed my mind. Here's some bullets. Lead first.
At that time, I'm not...
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. G's with us in New York. Class, just a quick update. You know, we broadcast off-grid here at the farm, and the power just went down, and my son and Mrs. Finelli came in and said, hey, the power's down. So, you know, my computers are still running here in the studio. The digital gear is still operational fine because it's on uninterruptible power supported by an off-grid battery bank. So even though the sun's not shining too well, we still have enough power to broadcast. So that's just kind of the way it is. And you might want to think about that. And as we go further down this road toward the corona panic enhanced, and that's my term, corona panic, I believe that the grid is going to be more unstable. I believe we're going to have rolling brownouts and rolling blackouts and blackouts and brownouts. And the term blackout means no electricity, like lights out kind of thing. Rolling blackouts is when the utility companies say, well, you know, we don't have enough electricity to supply everybody, so we will turn it off in certain areas at a time. So we'll shut this area off, and then we'll shut the next area off and bring the first area back on, and that's a rolling blackout. A rolling brownout is we don't have enough electricity, but if we reduce the voltage to certain areas and give them less current, and we'll treat everybody fairly, so we'll give everybody less over time, that would be a rolling brownout. And brownouts are really bad because if you have elevators, they need full full voltage and full current for those motors to operate, or they'll burn out. Same thing with washing machines, same thing with refrigeration, freezers, air conditioning, and so forth. And I'm predicting, I'm not advocating this, I have no say in it anyway, I believe that as the summer gets hotter and people use more and more air conditioning, we're going to have rolling blackouts, and brownouts. So I had one other quick question for G, and then I'd like to hear Dr. Richard Allen Miller's points of view. G, you probably listen to radio out of New York City. How is USA Prepares different from radio that is over-the-air radio that you hear in your neck of the woods in New York?
Vince, I haven't listened to the radio in probably 30 years.
Okay. Well, good for you. Good for you.
I'll watch some TV occasionally, and again, there's very little that you can believe. It's not a news program anymore. It's an entertainment program.
Yeah.
And your rolling blackout theory is totally. I mean, everybody is home when they're usually at work. Mm-hmm. So they're home, it's 90 degrees here. Everyone's got their AC on, and it's 11:20 in the morning.
Right.
So, yeah, it's just probably going to get worse. You can't go to the beach. I mean, I live a mile from one of the greatest beaches on the East Coast, and we can't go to it.
Okay.
That's around the corner.
So here's the next quick question. So the lights go out, okay, meaning power, the grid goes down. And let's say it's 11:30. 11:20, you find out that you don't have electricity. What do you envision happening in your neck of the woods? So 11:20, power goes out. What happens at 11:21, 11:22, 11:30, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock? What happens? Still no power.
Well, unfortunately, in my area, you know, I lost my house in Hurricane Irene, and then 2 years later I lost it again in Superstorm Sandy. Almost everyone I know around this, we're an incorporated village, 2,500 homes. I would say everybody has a generator. Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Serious, everybody. The rest of the people, I don't know. If it was going to be more than a day, there'd be some problems.
Okay. Let's have you back I'm welcoming you as an instructor right now. I'm looking forward to it. It comes with all the rights and privileges and compensation, of which there's none. As an instructor, I think it'd be wonderful, and we can talk about those kinds of things. I really appreciate you calling in, G, and I'd like to hear Dr. Richard Allen Miller, our resident physicist, thoughts on what I said about I haven't been told I've been shunned, but it's clear that I'm not welcome talking about the COVID-19, the corona panic, and the ensuing disruption. I'd love to hear Rick Miller's thoughts on that. Gee, thank you so much for calling in.
My pleasure, Vince. My pleasure. I'll get with your son, and we'll get some exchange some emails and calls, and we'll set everything up.
Yeah, sounds wonderful. Thanks so much.
Doc, pleasure talking to you.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Department of Homeland Security says it's establishing a task force that will protect American monuments nationwide from violent anarchists and rioters. Meanwhile, Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he hopes President Trump will rethink a threat to veto a big defense bill because it does include a plan to rename military bases named after Confederate generals. Connecticut's Democratic Governor Ned Lamont says he thinks President Trump would protect Confederate monuments over the Statue of Liberty.
Sometimes I think he's willing to stand up for those Confederate statues, but he wouldn't lose any sleep if the Statue of Liberty was knocked off her pedestal.
The White House says it's not planning to take any action on reports of Russia bounties on U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. And this is USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
A breathing expert is shooting down some myths about masks, USA's Tim Berg reports.
A new study from the Pew Research Center says 65% of U.S. adults say they have personally worn a mask in a store or a business in the past month. There still are some people, though, who are against wearing masks and think they don't need to wear them or feel they don't help or not effective when it comes to fighting the coronavirus pandemic. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Paul DeChuro. He's a breathing performance specialist, and one of the things we discuss is the effectiveness of masks.
I do think people should be wearing a mask. At the very worst case scenario, you are minorly inconvenienced, and it is highly likely that you're helping to stop the spread of the virus and infect others.
DeChuro also tackles some of the falsehoods we're seeing regarding masks.
As far as the myths that are running around, how it affects your breathing. Yes, it absolutely does affect how you breathe, but not in the way that people think it does. It doesn't change your oxygen level. In fact, your body has no receptors that tell you how much oxygen is inside your body. It only knows how much carbon dioxide. Some people are worried that they're too high level of carbon dioxide, but the truth is, for most masks, it forces people to breathe quicker than they normally do, more rapidly in a hyperventilation pattern, and they actually breathe out more carbon dioxide than they're supposed to. Their carbon dioxide levels drop.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keto, you've got your
take. My, when you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us in class. If you want to see that ring that I have, my old alma mater, San Quentin, you can just go to the internet, type in your favorite search engine. Hopefully that'll be a DuckDuckGo. And you can type in San Quentin, S-A-N-Q-U-E-N-T-I-N, ring, R-I-N-G, and you'll see a silver ring that says San Quentin State Prison, and it's hand engraved with, you know, with the guard tower. It's all there, and it's quite interesting. Now, how it got on the internet, I have no idea. There may be several of them, but that's the ring. That is the ring that that I have. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. Richard A-L-A-N Miller. M-I-L-L-E-R.com. Rick, I mentioned that I haven't been invited to any other broadcast since I've been saying that the coronavirus is real. The corona panic is what would ensue from the virus. The supply chain would break and continue to get worse, and that we're not getting out of this anytime soon. Do you have any comments about any of that? Me being banned, if you will. Not explicitly, but I'm sorry.
That's okay. I've got a very poor connection. Everything that you're saying is correct. The virus is dangerous, but mostly it's not any different than any of the other viruses, just that people are not as healthy. And because this one has been designed to spread to everybody, pretty much everybody's going to get it at some point. I was quarantined in March. Did I have the virus? I don't know. I had something. I was so sick, they kept me in quarantine for 6 weeks. And I'm fine. But something else is going on here. It isn't about the virus. Something else is going on. And I can't begin to tell you, because anything I could imagine is not only true, even more. I mean, in other words, everybody is going to get it probably at some point. Do you get an immunization? That's crazy. It's already been shown that they're toxic, and viruses, by definition, mutate, which means if you get an inoculation, you're going to need another 20 of them as it mutates from here to there. So the best way to prepare on all of this is to start thinking about health and eating correctly. That's a good place to start. Nobody's doing it. Now, I wanted to say something to your friend. One of the things I need to finish, what the difference is between a metaphysical church or university and what I have in mind for educational reform. Quite different, never been done before by anybody. But first, the next project, once I get this off, take an old used school bus that had been originally used for a monarch butterfly going to all the different grade schools run by third graders, showing first graders of the monarch butterfly migrates. That's stupid. Not stupid. It's interesting. I didn't mean it like that. It's not what the children really want to learn. We'll get that in a minute. So what we're going to do is take this old bus, and we're going to rig it for a mobile water testing laboratory run by third graders. And the universities have these old microscopes, glassware, whatever, that they're recycling for the students. And so we're going to outfit it with the laboratory so you can take your muddy water and clean it. You can da-da-da-da-da. You want to know an answer? Third grader will show you how to do it. And then the first grader is going to go home and show their parents. Nobody's equipped to do this. Now, this mobile water testing laboratory is going to be a clone. After we did it locally, we're going to put it on the road. Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger. Where, when I stop in your neck of the woods, you get into this bus and you make it exactly like mine. And all these different universities working my garbage way down the line. Back to the house. All these universities around have boneyards, bone surplus, some of the others. They all have Best Buys. You can get a desk for $40. Normally $700 desk. Boeing Surplus is outfitting them all, and they're giving away. And the universities are all the same with double barrel microscopes and glassware. Now, children are smarter than we are, and so rather child what I know. And that's why I started aquaponics. My goal was to have that child producing its own food before the end of winter. Imagine that. Now, you, how I first saw that was when I was in Chattanooga. I saw children growing wildflowers for salad to feed the homeless. You cannot imagine what that child felt by being able to help an adult that couldn't help himself. I mean, it's like a type of empowerment that we should have been doing a long time ago. It had nothing to do with the virus. I was going to teach metaphysics, and then I decided, okay, well, I'll learn how to grow their own food. Someone gave me an aquaponics system, and I'm going to just build it and show the children how to do it and have them growing their own food. But something happened, and I was put in a hiatus, and I stopped and paused, and it was necessary because I then realized I was teaching the children what I thought they should know, not what the child wants to know. The child's smarter than me. It already knows what it wants to know. Why are we not doing that for the children? They're smarter than we are.
Okay, I've got an answer for that. Well, Rick, we used to do that. Let me give you an example. So when I was in elementary school, I had a really wonderful teacher. And he wanted to teach us about jet propulsion. And I kid you not. So my elementary school teacher, now this was a teacher who taught all the subjects, okay? Science, history, all the subjects. And that's what we used to do. We didn't have specialization. We didn't have history teachers and science teachers and math teachers. The teachers were teachers and they taught it all. Okay, so this particular teacher wanted to show the class about how jet propulsion worked. Now, this is in early grade elementary school. And here's what he did. We each got a block of wood, same size block of wood. Let's say 2 inches by 2 inches and maybe 8 inches long. And we got two eye hooks. And we were told where to put the eye hooks on the length of this particular block of wood. And we were told to hollow out the block so it would fit one of these CO2 cartridges, one that you would make seltzer water out of. So let's say this cartridge is 3 inches long. It had a neck on it. You could pierce the neck, and out would come CO2. Okay? So we shaped these little rocket ships, if you will, sanded them so that the nose was pointed, hollowed out the balsa wood so that the CO2 cartridge would fit in it, and it had two eye hooks. And we had a long, let's say, 100-foot-long piece of nylon fishing line. And two people would hold it, one person at one end, one person at the other end. And at the beginning, there would be, you'd thread the fishing line through these eye hooks, and a person would have a little nail punch and a hammer. The teacher would hold the rocket, tap the hole in the CO2 cartridge at the end of it, and gas would come rushing out. And this rocket would fly down the nylon fishing line.
What year was that?
Oh, I don't know, maybe fourth grade.
What year?
Oh, 1960-something.
Thank you. 64 or 62?
Well, right around there. Right around there.
Okay, thank you.
And that's what we did. Now, I remember that to this day. My rocket actually went the farthest. Now, I don't know why. Maybe it's the way he hit it with the nail punch. Maybe it was the way that, you know, it was the perfect. And it went flying down this nylon string. Now, what did that take? It took an imaginative teacher with the fortitude to say, I'm going to bring my whole class outside and we're going to try this. And the students are going to make their own little rockets and we're going to get to see how all 25 of them work. And it was, and I remember that. Now, we also had ant farms in classrooms. We had fish tanks in classrooms. And the students got a chance to each take turns feeding the fish, the goldfish. And we got a chance to see how the fish would grow over time. We saw how the ants would farm their little ant farms, you know, with two pieces of glass with dirt in between them. And we got a chance to see how ants would propagate. That's what we did. And now, Oh, it's so much better now because we don't have to wait. We can watch it all on the screen. We don't need a microscope anymore. We don't need slides. We don't need the liquids. We don't need the pond water. We can have virtual pond water on virtual slides looking through the lens of a virtual microscope. We can look at, we can do an ant farm, the rocket ships, the CO2 cartridges, the microscopes. We can all do it in 5 minutes. Total. Because of what was that?
Chemcraft chemistry sets.
Right. We were allowed to have Chemcraft chemistry sets. We were allowed to use erector sets, which had, you know, steel plates, and we learned about leverage and wheels and axles and fulcrums. It was we were encouraged to do hands-on. Now, heck, you know, you can hurt yourself with a screwdriver. You can hurt yourself with that little tiny wrench. With the erector set, you can actually, you know, spill chemicals. Oh, it's terrible. So we improved all that, and now it's all hands-off, and nobody knows how to do anything. So it's taken more money for education, over $10,000 a year for the average student to be babysat, K through 12 in the common in the state of Missouri, the corrupt state of Missouri, no different from other corrupt states where education costs roughly $10,000 or $11,000 per head per year for public training, and yet the students have no knowledge. They don't know how to do anything. They can't measure. They can't estimate. They can't add, subtract, multiply, or divide. They certainly can't spell. They can't complete sentences. But they do have that pocket equalizer, the one that can do it for them. I'm talking about the smartphone, the pocket equalizer. Now everybody's an athlete. Everybody's equal. Everybody has the same chance for spelling words correctly with a smartphone. It's ridiculous.
Well, smartphones aren't very smart. They're toxic. That's why.
Yeah, right. You know, Rick, one of the things that I pride myself on, and I don't, I hope this does not sound egotistical, but I do know how to estimate. I really do. I know how far it is from here to there. I know how much it weighs just by looking at it. I know how long it takes by looking at it. Today's children do not know how to do that. Now, why do I know how to do it and they not know how to do it? Because I was taught how to do it. And they have not been taught how to do it. Class, you need to fire your superintendent, your principals, and all of your teachers. They're all in it together.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Doc Rand's with us. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, richardallenmiller.com. Rick, how much salt do you add?
How much what do I add?
How much salt, S-A-L-T, do you add? Do you use regular salt? Do you use rock salt? How much do you add?
I don't. I get it from vegetables. I don't ever use salt on anything.
I thought you're making so much noise there. I thought you were making ice cream with a hand.
That's my garbage can going down a quarter mile. I'm checking out old bow hunting platforms down by the pond, et cetera.
Uh-huh.
What?
I thought you were about at the point where you added salt to the ice to make it even colder for a hand crank ice cream.
Yeah, you can do that by pulling a partial pressure, by putting a squirrel cage fan on top of your drying shed, and now it'll dry four times faster, even though it's like a quarter of an ounce or less pressure variance in grade. That's because of the...
Is that using mercury? Is that using a mercury column?
No, just fans pulling air. In other words, I have fans blowing on my crops. I put a big squirrel cage fan on the top so that everything goes concave inward. It dries four times faster. Did you know that?
So, Rick, do you recommend dehydrating, produce? Do you recommend dehydrating herbs as we go forward? And how would you do it if you do?
Yes. There's so many different ways. Yesterday, I met a man that has his own aircraft. I'm going somewhere with this. That is flying in with his three sons, with Rex Bear driving up 19 hours. He does a leak project with his five-year-old. And what these kids are going to do is rebuild my hydroponic system, which was on a second floor, and I'm bringing it down to the first floor, prepping it for winter. Because I got stalled, my goal is to show the kids how to take this aquaponic thing and go into the winter growing all their food, all alter winter, tomatoes, spinach, etc. And it's cheap. It's better than dirt. It doesn't need the sunlight. You could be in a closed system. And the kids get it. And then I say to the kids, okay, that's what I wanted you to know. What is it that you really want to know? And you know what they're asking me? They want to know metaphysics. What is metaphysics? Well, it's something that goes beyond physics because physics isn't art. Physics does not have the answers. Have you noticed how it's always changing the laws? You know, there's no such thing as gravity anymore. The earth sucks. I'm that's a nice graffiti. It makes it all sensible. There's something else going on here. And the kids get it. And the adults have too much fear. I've been exploring how altered states of consciousness change the laws of physics. I saw a woman rip a car door off, save her daughter, a little tiny woman. That's impossible. That's impossible. There's no way she could be stronger than the steel. And yet I thought, how does that work? Well, anything you can possibly imagine that God could do is only halfway to God, and what you're probably capable of this lifetime. If you were to properly train your mind like all your saints' history have told you to do. But no, we're going to have an apocalypse instead, because everything happens for a reason. And everything leads to something better. Right now we have social distancing that should have happened, 10 years ago? Now we have the possibility of educational reform where the children can do things we can't because they don't know they can't do it. And because they don't know they can't do it, that's where innovation comes in and limits my ability.
And well, that's right. That's exactly right, Rick, because when I was teaching high school and elementary school, K through 12, I was teaching computer science to every student in the school system and the teachers. I didn't know there were any rules, and because I didn't know there were any rules, I was unbounded, and it was great, absolutely great. I did whatever I wanted when I wanted, and the only time I got in trouble was when other teachers complained that I was out of control and I was doing things that I shouldn't do. And actually, they were wrong. They were feeling limited by the educational system. I felt there were no limits. I felt, you know, the end of the school day at 3:05, that wasn't law, that was just a suggestion. So if I kept my classes late because the students wanted to learn more, I did it. I didn't know that it was a law that said you can't keep your children longer because they want to know more. So I'm glad.
I'm glad. I've got a plan. When I was 1958, I was taking my chemistry, chemcraft, and making gunpowder. You know, with saltpeter.
Sulfur and charcoal.
Yep. Yes. Okay.
Hey, we're out of time. Rick, see you next week. Thank you for being with us. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next class is up to you.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.